queen for the king. The Bible says that they took them there, they did all the preparation, and the preparation are the messages we are preaching now. The preparation are the message that the seven church age messengers. And what I am preaching is what William Branham preached. That is the message. That is the message. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Bible says, after the period of the preparation, it was now time for inspection. I'm quoting the book of Esther, chapter 1 and chapter 2. Hallelujah. He said, one by one, they took off. Amen. They took off to be presented by to the king. And I want to imagine how Christ's embassy, how they will prepare. Their leader with his palm hair. And all the sisters wearing tight skin trousers. My, let's dress and finish him. If the king see my breast coming out from the corner here, he will die for me. Yes. If he see my bumper, I will shake it well. When he see me the way I will speak my own tongue, praying in the spirit, building up your most holy faith. There we go. I see how Catholic we come. With rosemary. Rosary. Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed above. I am a God. I see how deeper life we come. In the morning, in the evening, there we go. He will inspect them all through the night. In the daytime, go, we will let you know the report later. But remember, praise the Lord, the chamberlain had already told them what the king likes. Esther chapter 2, verse 12. Esther chapter 2 and verse 12. Now, when every maid's turn was come to go in to King Ahasuerus, after that she had been 12 months, according to the manner of the women, for so were the days of their purification accomplished. To wit, 6 months with oil of myrrh and 6 months with sweet odors and with other things for the purifying of the women. Then, thus came every maiden unto the king. Whatsoever she desired was given to her to go with her out of the house of the women unto the king's house. Take note, verse 13 again. It says, whatsoever whatsoever she desired, not what the chamberlain desired, not what the king desired, whatever she, the maiden, desired, that's what was given to her. To go with her out of the house of the women unto the king's house. Of Shashgazar's, the king's chamberlain, which kept the concubines. There is one that specializes in keeping concubines. And I want you to know there's a difference between a wife and a concubine. Church, if you don't open your ears and catch this revelation, you will never catch anything again. You will never understand the mystery in the kingdom. Church, listen. There are ministers that specialize in keeping concubines. Now, a concubine is not a lawful wife. It's not. It's a mistress. But remember, hallelujah, the king still loves her. Anything she wants, if she asks, the king will give her. Anything she desires, where she is, or the concubine, wherever she is, she will send message. I need money. I want to go to the hospital. I need this. She may even give birth to children for the king. But the difference is that she never comes to the palace. The palace is not her dwelling place. Church, there are Christians, churches that are concubine churches. You are confused because of the gifts that they are flowing. Because you don't even know the process of redemption. That is where it ends. And God also made it clear again. In Genesis chapter 25, Abraham had children. He had the child of promise. Who was the child of promise? Isaac. But the Bible says he had a concubine called Keturah. And Keturah had children too for him. But his wife had a child of promise. Sarah had a child of promise. What was his name again? Isaac. In Genesis chapter 25, Abraham was going to die. The Bible says he called all the children. The Bible says that, of course, he told them, I'm going. The children of the concubines, the Keturah's children, the Bible says he gave them what? Gifts. He gave them what? Gifts. But when it came to Isaac, it is recorded, he gave him what? All. Oh. No, somebody thinks we are talking up here. Open Genesis 25. So that you understand. It's not every church that is a bride church. It's not every church that will produce those that will go in the rapture. I'm telling you, I'm coming to why. And I don't have a question or the answer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Verse 1. Then again, Abraham took a wife, and her name was Keturah, and she bare him, called the names, all the names there. Hallelujah. Verse 4, the last line. All these were the children of Keturah. Verse 5. And Abraham gave all that he had unto Isaac. But unto the sons of the concubines which Abraham had, Abraham gave what? He gave what? Gifts. And did what? And sent them away from Isaac his son while he yet lived eastward unto the east country. Dissect that scripture and bring it to what is going on now. Hallelujah. That is why in this church, you will never hear us call any anointing in any church occultic. Genuine gift from God. After all, they have decided to serve him. Genuine gift. Abraham gave gifts to the concubine. If you ask the children of those concubines, who is your father? Who will they call? It's Abraham. He's their father. But they are children of a concubine. The promise is not for them. There are things that they should not know. The Bible says, he called them, gave them gifts. Hallelujah. Concerning Isaac, he gave him all. That is, he gave him all the gifts, plus certain secrets concerning him that he was going to inherit, that he didn't tell those people. Hallelujah. So you're not surprised that ordinary water baptism, they don't know it. You see? Blessed be the name of the Lord. And he said, and he sent them
away.
Sending them away there is locking them up, hallelujah, from ever associating with Isaac in any way. And remember, go to chapter 26 immediately after Abraham died. You will then discover that the Bible says that Isaac went back to those same old wells. Oh, Jehovah. Can you see what I mean now? He went down there, located the same spot that Abraham dug a well in his own time. How did he know the location? It's one of the things Abraham told him. But the children of the concubine, they didn't know anything about it. The Bible says that when after the death of Abraham, the Philistines stopped the well with earth. Earth there is earthly doctrines. The well there is the fountain of life, the word, the apostolic doctrine. Blessed be the name of the Lord. They stopped the well with earth. Why didn't Isaac go under a new anointing and dug? Why didn't he go to dig another well? He went and located those same wells and dug them out. The Bible says, the same name that Abraham called those wells, the same names again he called those wells. Why didn't he give them a modern name, a new doctrine? No, that is Isaac. He's not the son of a concubine. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Are you then surprised when you come here? Praise the Lord. We go back to the same wells our apostolic fathers dug, that the earthly people, carnal ministers, they filled it up, they closed those wells. Those doctrines were all missing, but in this age, hallelujah, hallelujah, the Bible told us, he said, you should remove not the ancient landmarks. It is a law in Israel. Don't remove the landmarks. You are traveling knowing that your children will follow that same route. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They will be coming. They will need to see some landmarks that the fathers followed and went to the promised land. They are coming behind. They will look for those same lines. Say, don't remove them, because if you remove them, they will miss the road. They miss the road. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Check the Bible. Everyone in the Bible that you saw that was baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You never hear Father, Son, Holy Ghost anywhere. Isaac will baptize now, digging back the same well. He will baptize in the name of the Lord Jesus. That is why we baptize in the name of Jesus Christ here. That is why we don't have women pastors in this church. That is why we believe in a fivefold ministry here. Hallelujah. That is why this church is not a one-man show church. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's why you come here. You will not hear the title of general overseer as the leader of this church. No, 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 no. That's why you will never hear a minister here answering a Reverend Dr. Victor. And that's why we don't have to go to Bible school before we become ministers. And that's why we don't have to go to baptismal class before we are baptized. Do you believe? Yes. See water. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's why this church has no headquarters and branches anywhere. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We have no headquarters anywhere. And there is no branch anywhere. So we do not appoint pastors and post them to go and open church for us in anywhere, and then gather tithe and offering and send to headquarters. Then we send his salary to him. No, we didn't see it in the Bible. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't be angry. I am another Isaac. Hallelujah. And I want you to note that those seven chamberlains, what qualifies you to be a chamberlain, number one, is that you must be a eunuch. It means something spiritual. You must be a eunuch. Who is a eunuch? A man that is not capable of pregnanting a woman. So that in the course of preparing the queen for the king, you will not pass your own doctrine to the church. You have no ability, you have no message of your own. Hallelujah. When a man says he's a general overseer, then he will tell us the position of the Holy Ghost. When a man says he's reverend, when the Bible says the name of God is reverend, then he will tell us what title he has given to the Lord Jesus Christ. When a man says he's his lordship, his grace, his holiness. Don't be angry. I am saying the truth. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The church is a building of God for a habitation. Hallelujah. In the Old Testament, Solomon built a temple. So that you'll understand the church of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. How many years did it take him to build that church? 7 years Solomon's temple was built. 7 years with materials that we are already prepared by the Father. Before Solomon came on the scene. Somebody should understand predestination. Hallelujah. It was not Solomon that gathered the materials. The materials were already gathered. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. See, Abraham was a prophet. When he told Eliezer to go to a specific place and bring a wife, he already knew there was a Rebecca there. It was not by accident. God does nothing by accident. Everything he does is by foreknowledge. It says so in the Bible. Hallelujah. Church, by foreknowledge. It's by foreknowledge. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And these materials that were gathered for that building, they were materials from all over the world. A type of the church of Jesus Christ that will be made up of members from all over the world. The body of Jesus Christ is a spiritual body. One body called Jesus Christ, many members. And how do you become a member of that body of Jesus Christ? Hallelujah. By one spirit, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13. By one spirit are you baptized into the body. And then this lets me say quickly that you will now understand that you cannot join the body of Christ. Amen. That you decide today to start going to church does not make you a Christian. Hallelujah. And when you come to join the church, nobody will begin to tell you, say after me. Now, you want the Holy Ghost? Open your mouth and speak. Are you ready? 1, 2, 3, go. Just say anything that comes. Lie, lie. That is one of the things they use to deceive people. To think you have what you know nothing about. You don't have nothing. Amen. Hallelujah. How do you become a Christian? Before you can say, I am a Christian. A member of the body of Christ. Who is coming here for the first time? Yeah. You're coming for the first time, sir. Answer me. What's the name of your father? Please answer.
My father.
Stand up, sir. Which church do you worship? Sorry, if you don't mind.
Yours is safe, church.
Eh?
Yours safe, church.
Jew.
Yours safe, church.
Jesus safe. Is anybody coming for the first time here from Deeper Life? Redeemed? You are from Redeem? You are from Redeem?
Yes, sir.
Have you been baptized?
No, sir. No, sir.
Okay, you know now, you are a member of Redeem, but you are not a member of the body of Christ.
Yes, sir.
You see, so you are a fake Redeem.
Yes, sir.
Because you are not redeemed, yet you are attending Redeemed Church. Now that is how it is. So that is why I say, the name of your church does not matter. It's just identification. I want to ask you, what's the name of your father?
Sylvester.
Sylvester. What's your own name?
Theophilus.
Theophilus Sylvester. Is that your name?
Yes, sir.
Theophilus Sylvester.
No, Amasowoha.
Amasowoha. You are not sure of the name of your father?
No, that is his native name.
What is your father's name? What is your family name?
Amasowoha.
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 Yes, sir.
Okay, that's Amadioha. Amasioha. Okay. Okay, you are Edo?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Praise the Lord. You know, there's something I want to bring out. Any other person here from any of these evangelical churches? You? Which church, sir?
Dominion City.
Dominion City?
Yeah.
I wanted one of those. You are from Dominion.
Yes, sir.
Hope you dominate very well. Give him microphone. Sir, your name, your own name, sir?
Victor.
Victor, what's your father's name?
Udo.
Udo?
Yeah.
You are Victor Udo.
Yes.
Udo is your family name. How many children does your father have?
Ipad is my family name.
What is your father's name?
Udo, my own father's name.
How many children does your father have?
We are about six.
You are not sure?
No, I'm sure. We are six.
You are six?
Yes.
It's okay. It's all right. It's okay. Maybe some are from Ketura.
No. It's from one mother.
Okay. It's all right. Praise the Lord. Whether they are from Ketura, their surname is still Abraham. So what I'm saying is, you are your every one of your father's children, they bear Udo. Now, how did you become a member of that family of Udo? How?
By birth.
How? What do you mean by birth?
Because they born me there.
You did not go to your father and say, I love you so much, I want to start answering Udo from today?
No. No.
I want you to be my father.
No.
Udo, I want you to be my father. You're so nice. Anybody that has problem, when they come to you, you always solve the problem. So from today, I am Moses Udo.
No. No.
Will that make Udo my father?
No.
No. If anybody comes to join your family, does he become the son of your father?
No.
No. Everyone that answers Udo went through a process of birth that got you into that family. That is how it is with Christianity. You are not a Christian until you are born again. And you are not born again because you say, Father, I want to be a Christian. Father, from today I no thief again. Father, I no fornicate again. From today I believe. I say with my mouth, I believe with my heart, I am born again. Did you say it? You are born again. That is the nonsense teaching. Nothing like that, though. And people, that is all the evidence they are carrying that they are Christians. Until the rapture will strike. And then you will understand Colossians chapter 1 verse 27. Christ in you. The hope of glory. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When the Bible in Romans chapter 8 verse 9 says, if you have not the Spirit of Christ, you are none of His. Brother, you are Udo because the blood of Jesus Christ and the blood of Udo is in you. Am I correct? Sure. You are Udo. And when we say, once saved, forever you are saved, then you understand that you are the son of Udo. Is there anything that can be done that you will cease to be the son of Udo? Answer me. Is there anything?
Nothing.
If your father now stands and say, Joseph,
No, Victor.
Victor, I disown you. From now on, you are not my father. Will he not be your father because of it?
Will father.
Eh?
It's still my father.
You see your father because not be by mouth. You became his son.
Exactly.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Begin to use that to begin to think about salvation process. Once you are saved forever, you are saved. You are born again into a body of gifts. And I was saying that the body of Jesus Christ is a type, is the temple of God. That means the church of Jesus Christ is the temple of God. That is God's dwelling place. His church. Hallelujah. His church is his temple. And the church is not this building. It's a mystical spiritual body. Hallelujah. And when you are born again, you are coming in there as a member in particular. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, Apostle Paul likened this body to the body of Christ. One body called Moses Alu, but made up of different members. The eye, the hand, the leg, all of them together make up this one body. Different members. Many members. And the membership there, blessed be the name of the Lord, is a spiritual membership, not physical membership. So, the part you belong in the body of Christ is determined by the gift you operate. Once you are born again, you must operate a gift. And no man teaches you how to operate the gift. Amen. When a little child is born, amen, why not they use his mouth to suck breast? I mean his nose. Why doesn't he use his nose to suck breast? Did the mother tell her, say, if you want suck breast, use mouth? The mouth knows the work it's supposed to do. Hallelujah. Some people come to me and they say, Pastor, everywhere I go, they say I'm a prophet. They say I'm a prophet. I'm confused up to now. And I don't understand. I'm confused. That is evidence you are not a prophet. The gift you operate, no person will tell you. Once you are born again, you are born again into the body to function as a part of that body. Apostle Paul says some parts are seen visible, some parts are not seen. You are seeing me operating my gift now. It is a gift. I'm preaching now. It's a gift. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You can see me now because I'm holding microphone. But do you know that while I'm sitting down here, praise the Lord, there are intercessors that are locked up now somewhere. They have been there from morning and they will remain there until the vigil is over. In fasting and praying for the success of this vigil. But you don't know them. And yet they are the powerhouse of this vigil tonight. You see? The heart is not seen. Amen. When you want to beautify your body, the first place you go is your face. Everybody sees the face. But the day the heart stop functioning, the face will die. And yet nobody sees the heart. The important parts of your body, they are not even known. Blessed be the name of the Lord. This light that is shining now, there's a generator somewhere that is powering it. You're only seeing light. Amen. There's somewhere that is producing the light. Work is going on somewhere. All for the success of this night. So it is in the body of Christ. And he mentioned them, about 11 of them, in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Those gifts there, they are the body gifts. If you are born again, you must operate at least one of them. At least one of them. Faith, working of miracles, healing, word of knowledge, word of wisdom, prophecy, tongues, interpretation of tongues. And he added in verse 28, help and administration. They are all part of those gifts, body gifts, that when you are born again, you become part of it. Those are the materials. That is a type of the materials that were put together to build Solomon's temple. The body of Jesus Christ, the temple of God, again now, And it took 7 years for that temple to be completed, a type that the church of Jesus Christ will be completed in 7 church ages. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so remember that we are a building of God. Apostle Paul says we are built in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 20. We are built upon the foundation of the apostles. Hallelujah. He said no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid. So he uses the language as a wise master builder. I've laid the foundation. He said take it how you build thereupon. So he uses the language of a building construction that is going on. He's talking about the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. But our emphasis tonight is trying to identify the star messengers. Remember earlier I said that it was wise men that saw the star. For you to understand who is the star messenger for any age, there is a wisdom you need. Daniel chapter 12, revelation were given to Daniel. And in verse 10, hallelujah. The spirit, the angel was telling Daniel that none of the wicked shall understand when these things will come to pass, but the wise shall understand. That's why he says, study to show thyself approved unto God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The emphasis in that verse is rightly dividing the word of truth. Rightly dividing the word of truth. And in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15, it speaks about the scriptures which are able to make thee wise unto salvation. There is wisdom of how to make money. Like Mike Murdock is always teaching. Wisdom, wisdom. They know the wisdom to make money, but the wisdom that will lead to salvation, they are as blind as a bat. There's the wisdom unto salvation. And only the wise will understand. And Daniel chapter 9 understood by books. The period left for them to be in captivity in Babylon, he had to understand by book. He had to study because this wisdom is hidden in a mystery. As we see in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, if you read it from verse 6 up to verse 16. And remember, hallelujah, hallelujah. Because the Bible says in Romans chapter 1 and verse 17, it said, the just shall live by faith. Faith. Faith here is a revelation. Those who are justified, they live by revelation. Faith here is revelation. Abel, by faith, Hebrew 11 verse 4, offered a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. That is Abel, by revelation. There was something he knew concerning the acceptable sacrifice. He knew that without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. Cain had no such revelation because you know where he comes from. Blessed be the name of the Lord. By revelation, Abraham paid tithe to Melchizedek, and he was not under the law. No book wrote, nowhere is written that you should pay tithe. But Abraham, who was not under the law, he was under grace. He met a priest and knew he had to pay tithe to the priest. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. All this is a revelation. Revelation. When Jesus Christ said, flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, Peter, but my Father, which is in heaven, the reason he's saying this is that no man, Luke chapter 10 verse 22, said no one knoweth who the Son is but the Father. Nobody knows who Jesus Christ is. Only the Father knows. That's what the Bible says. And no one knows who the Father of Jesus Christ is but the Son. And he to whom the Son will reveal him. Before you will know who the Father of Jesus Christ is, Jesus himself will have to reveal who the Father is. And before you will know who Jesus Christ is, The Father of Jesus, we have to reveal him to you. And don't tell me you know who the Father is because it is written. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If you study this Bible, it becomes very interesting when God grants you understanding. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Remember, in Isaiah 28, he spoke about, he said, who shall he teach knowledge? Who are those that you teach knowledge? He said, them that are weaned from where? From the milk and drawn from the breast. I have explained that several times here. I've explained it several times for the benefit of those who don't know the meaning of that scripture in Isaiah chapter 28. Who shall he teach knowledge? Read it for me. Read it from verse 9.
Who shall he teach knowledge?
Uh-huh.
And who shall he make to understand doctrines?
Uh-huh.
Them that are weaned from the milk and taken from the breast.
Those that are weaned from
the milk.
The milk and taken from
the breast.
Go on.
For precept must be upon precept.
Before we come to precept upon precept. Listen, church, those hearing me for the first time. Hallelujah. Who are those that we learn, we have knowledge, we be taught knowledge? He said those that are weaned from the milk. Because Apostle Paul said, as newborn babes, when you come to Christ, you are a newborn baby, no matter how old you are physically. He said, desire the sincere milk of the word. The word of God is milk that when you suck from, what does it produce? Strength, nourishment. All that that baby needs for health is inside the mother's milk. Amen. Church, I have said this several times. The day this scripture was quickened to me, I got so excited that in this age of restoration, back to the Bible, for that is what the message is. This age of restoration, come back to the Bible, this last church age, the Laodicean church age. By the time the scripture, we get to this age, people have departed totally from the apostolic faith. But God sent a message for us to come back to the Bible. It is the same period that man suddenly discovered that women were no longer breastfeeding their babies. They were now feeding their babies with cow milk, goat milk, cow and gate, frisbee, with the SMA, gold, silver. All manner of names. Everything was artificial. And because of it, hallelujah. Amen. Look at the children, the kind of children that we are producing now. Mumu. Look at them, they look robust. Look at them, they look robust. 1 year old baby, you would think is 3 years old. 3 year old baby, you think is 10 years old. Cow milk. But no strength. Little epidemic anywhere you see them. That's why they are not looking for immunization. They'll call you, all your children bring immunization. Because anything that flies in the air, it will catch them. Why? The body resistant that God made it to receive immunity. The immune system of the body is weak. Therefore, they cannot withstand all the dangers around. Bring it to Christianity, you'll understand what I mean. They have abandoned the word, the sincere milk of the word. Who are those now that will be taught knowledge? They are those who are weaned from the milk. He's talking about only those who have their source of strength from this word of God. They are the only ones that will withstand the antichrist system of this age. They have left the world. And all they are teaching now, you have now, seminar. 100 steps to millionaire. I've been asked to produce economic giants. Prosperity, prosperity, prosperity. That's all they know. And then, which will pass? Come and see how weak they are. Pray, they cannot pray. They don't even have the strength to sit down and listen to the word. Why? Because that is the reason why now they sit down between 7 o'clock and 12 o'clock. They have 4 services on a Sunday because they cannot waste time the people. The people have no strength to sit down and hear the word. Now listen. He said, who will you teach knowledge? He said, them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. Jehovah God, one of his attributes, is Jehovah El Shaddai, the strength giver. In direct interpretation, it means the breasted one. The breasted one. Hallelujah. And the breast of God, where you tap the milk from, is the Bible, the word. And no wonder he made a woman and did not give her one breast. He gave her two breasts. Old Testament and New Testament. Blessed be the name of the Lord. For a balanced diet. For a balanced diet. I know a preacher that said he does not read Old Testament anymore. He only reads New Testament. I said that church we know nothing about salvation. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now that's the truth. He said, for precept must be upon precept. Line upon line. Here a little, there a little. That is from the Old Testament, from the New Testament. Here, here, you balance up. And you have your spiritual strength. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You have beautiful, beautiful churches. Beautiful church buildings. But go inside there. Nothing